Okay, we're on Beitza, Daf, Yud Beis, Ahmed Aleph. We're by the Maskif, which is about 10 lines up. Just a quick recap. Basically, we're saying like this. There's two ways of understanding our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says that you can't take, according to Beis Shammai, you can't take a kid out, a lulav, a sefer Torah out, and Beis Hillel says you can. So the question is, what are they arguing about? Are they arguing about basically mitoich? That means that's a halachic principle, mitoich. Since Beis Hillel says, since you're allowed to do malacha for the sake of food purposes, so too for other purposes, you would also allowed to be to do malacha on Yom Tov. Therefore, you could carry your kid for whatever reason. Okay, and Beis Shammai don't say that and say no. Strictly, we only permit doing malacha on Yom Tov for food. If you're going to eat your kid, okay, but it's not okay because you're not allowed to eat your kid. So l'chora that wouldn't be permissible either, right? So you can't carry the kid. Okay, maybe if you were carrying the kid to food, maybe that would be a question. But anyway, that's one explanation. Or the other explanation of the Mishnah is they're not arguing about a general principle of matoch. They're just arguing about, does the malacha of hoitzah apply on Yom Tov? Yeah, meaning maybe it's just there's no hoitzah. We learn from Quinta Beis Hillel, we learn from Yirmiyah. This is in Yirmiyah. It says, "Lo teitzei mosav avateichem." Don't take a load out of your houses. But Shabbos on Shabbos, yeah, mashabah on Yom Tov you could. And Beis Shammai don't hold with that drasha. Okay, so now according to that, what I just said, yeah, that basically the only argument about in carrying specifically. So now we're starting the Gemara. Maskifla. Rav Yosef has a kasha. Okay, elami atar. Now, from now, meaning according to your logic, which you just said, that they're only arguing about hoitzah, and Beis Hillel says that there's no hoitzah, let liflugu means let them argue, but avonim. Why do they argue in the Mishnah in a case of avonim? Yeah, according to Beis Hillel, there's no hoitzah at all on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, sorry, you should even be able to carry avonim. So now let's look at no, it isn't.
A very good point.
Yes, good point. Yeah, but so let's look at Rashi over here. Okay, look to the Rashi. It's to your right, a little bit, about two lines up. Lift lugu but avonin. Let them argue with regards to stones. De'i ein isa hoitzah. If there's no prohibition of carrying, ein isa tiltul. Also, there's no prohibition of muksa. We got rid of muksa on Yom Tov. We've spoke a lot about Muksa and Yom Tov already, though, haven't we? Anyway, so Shalom Ne'esor Tiltul, they only prohibited Tiltul, moving things around, Elo Mishum Hoitzah, because you may inadvertently, while you're moving things around, you may come to do Hoitzah. Ah, so Omar Shalom Gozru Al Kola Tiltulim, what? So that didn't prohibit everything, meaning, because everybody knows, Afilu Lo Al Oichlinim and Kalim, we know you can move around food. Yeah, and vessels, yeah. It's Mishum the Ain Goizun Gezerah. You can't make a Gezerah al Tzibo on the people, al Im Kain, unless the Rav Tzibo Yochlin have the ability, La Amoid Ba. In order, only if they can take it. If the whole Tzibo can't take it, and they're just going to say, whatever, we don't make such a Gezerah. Okay, so we're saying, so basically, good point, Gil. So basically, we're saying, if Hoitzah, there's no problem with Hoitzah on Yom Tov, there shouldn't be a problem with Muksa, and therefore, Beis Hillel should also permit you to carry your stones out. Okay, on Yom Tov. So, Ella, Midaloi Mifligi, from the fact that they don't argue, but Avonim, with regards to stones, Shmomina, so you can hear from it, Behoitzah Shalala Turech Pligi. They're arguing in a case where you're doing Hoitzah, and it's not for the tzorach of eating. That's what they're arguing. I.e., they're arguing matoich. Meaning, therefore, this would apply for all malachas, so therefore, shechita as well. If you're allowed to shecht for food purposes, you'd be allowed to shecht for a korban purpose, right? And so on. Okay, you may be able to kill a mosquito on a Yom Tov. Okay, so now. But this is an interesting point though. So the question is, Rashi says over here something surprising. So why can't you carry stones then? All right. So he says stones because it's a Tercha for something that you don't need, that they don't let you. But it sounds from Rashi that in theory you could even carry stones in the Rishus of Rabbim. But because it's something that's a Tercha and is not needed, you shouldn't do that. Okay, now, for Af Rebbe Yochanan Sava, Rebbe Yochanan also holds of this principle of Matoch. Shehutra, that it is permitted, Malach on Yom Tov, Hoitza, to carry for food purposes, Latorech. So too, Hutra, Nami Shalal Latorech, is also permitted, for not for the Surach of food.
Only on Tzav.
Plagi. Oh, that's the whole point. Once you said it's Matoch, it applies to all Malachas.
It's just a prototype.
Yeah, that's the one that was mentioned, that we see it, yeah? So that we're saying that we've just proved from the Mishnah, yeah, that it's not specifically Hoitzah, because it would have said stones, therefore it must be, it's a general principle of Matoich, so therefore we're going to see for all Malachas, you can apply this principle of Matoich. Okay, the Tani Tana, Kamidu B'Yochanan. Also we got the person who used to memorize the Brises, he said over Brises in front of Rebbe Yochanan, and he said the following, Hamavashil Gidanosha, some of you, we're talking about on Yom Tov here. Somebody who cooks a Gidanasha, right? The sciatic nerve, which is prohibited. Yeah, Bukholov. And he cooks it in milk. This guy's trying to like get the book thrown at him. But Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. Yeah, V'ochlo. And then he finished it off and ate it. His loika chamesh. He's going to get lashes times five. Meaning, whatever number he's going to get given out, times five. So, now, what is he going to be? Get, is he chayv malchus for? Loika mishum mevashel gid. One, he's going to get whipped for cooking a gid. So now, because a gid and nasha, you're not allowed to eat. So this cooking is really for naught. So he's not cooking for really food purposes. So over here, right? So he's going to get whipped for that. For loika mishum oichel gid, he's going to get whipped for when he eats the gid because it's prohibition to eat gid and nasha. Yeah, and then. Yeah, no, so that's the two gid ones, the gid and asher ones. Veloike mishum mevashel bos v'cholov. He gets whipped for cooking milk and meat and milk, right? It's funny, right? So over there, so that isn't because of Yom Tov. That's because there's a prohibition to cook milk and meat together. So he gets whipped because of that. So that's three. Veloike mishum oichel bos v'cholov. Right, you get whipped because of his eating bos v'cholov. Okay, right. So that we're up to number four there, and number five, Veloika Mishum Havara, and he also gets whipped for igniting the fire, which is a little bit strange. It's not really, you know, you could have had a pre-lit fire, whatever. Is that what's bothering you?
But two of them. We said that this Machlokes is Nitoch.
Well, that's going to be the point. You're jumping the gun. Exactly. Let's see. So that's the Braisa that the Tanna said in front of Rebbe Yochanan. And Rebbe Yochanan had an issue with this, yeah? So Amalei, so says Rebbe Yochanan, actually this is very funny, I think in today's Daf Yomi, for the people that said this, says this Loshan, it says, Puk, Tani Labra, go out and teach to the outside, meaning go and make a public retraction. Yeah? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. It says, Havara. Yeah, it says that we just got a scummer that it is in today's daf. Havara, from Arabia. Havara, right, that with regards to the malach of light, of igniting, and also Bishul specifically with the gid and asha, ain't a Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah, that wasn't taught in the base of Midrash. Okay? The intent to loim a Mishnah, if you want to tell me that it is a Mishnah, and that it is a valid braisa, Beis Shammai, it has to be Beis Shammai. Because they say the amri lo amri matoich, they don't say matoich shehutra hoitzah l'tzorech. Seen as it was permissible to do hoitzah for the sake of food, we don't say it's hutra nami shelo l'tzorech. So hachanami, that was in the Mishnah basically, where that was the source. So hachanami, in our case lo amrina matoich shehutra havara l'tzorech. We don't say seen as it was hutra havara. L'tzorech, it was permissible to ignite things for L'tzorech. Shimon noticed last night when I learnt with him that it doesn't say Bishul over here. Yeah, it says, but it's just focused on the Havara aspect. Okay, Husra Nami Shalol L'tzorech is permissible Shalol L'tzorech, right? So they don't, okay, so that the Ibe is Hillel, right? Because if it be Beis Hillel, Kiva de Amri Mitoch Shehutra Hoitzah l'tzorech. Sin is, they say, that hoitzah is permissible l'tzorech for the sake of eating. It's such a nami shalol l'tzorech. It's also permissible for things not like eating. You can take your kid out and you love. So hakan nami, so too over here in our case. Mitoch shehutra havara. Sin is mutter to ignite things for the sake of eating, to cook your chicken soup. Right, l'tzorech. So it's going to be hutranami shalol l'tzorech. It's going to be hutranami shalol l'tzorech, meaning there's going to be no issa malacha, and therefore you won't be chayav for lighting this fire for cooking your, you know, your gid anosha with your with boss of a cholav, even though he does other aveiras, but he's not going to be chayav for lighting because we're going to say mitoch hutra l'tzorech hutranami shalol l'tzorech.
Is that a part of 2, 4?
Three.
Now,